This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Hey, we get to speak to the gun writer. That is a young fellow named Lee Williams. How are you doing? Are you doing today, sir?
Excellent, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I am okay. I saw something that you wrote the other. Well, that you wrote, I guess, yesterday. I was looking at it, I was reading about it. Let's talk about this the ghost gun thing. The ATF ghost gun data. Now, you mentioned a whistleblower.
Yeah.
It comes from a pretty good source.
Oh, yeah. Golden.
And I noticed you mentioned this elsewhere, and this is out of sequence of the article. But my biggest thoughts on these ghost gun numbers they're throwing out there is that a lot of these are manufactured guns that somebody has scratched the serial number off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of the problem. The other part is their lists, their counts are fiction. I mean, completely made up. The whistleblower, or according to the Justice Department, you know, which oversees ATF, their lists of ghost guns are inaccurate and they're not comprehensive. So for the president on Monday to say, you know, 20,000 ghost guns have been recovered by law enforcement, that's a flat-out lie. Now, it's a question of what Joe knew when Joe said it. Either he's getting garbage from the ATF or he just really doesn't care or, you know, frankly, maybe he just doesn't know the difference anymore.
Well, I don't know. He keeps saying the same thing about the cannons, too. I kind of think he's just sort of stuck and he's going to throw against the wall whatever he thinks will work. And my guess would be that in his very confused, jumbled up mind where he's trying to figure out what to take away from us next and when the next Matlock marathon's coming on, I think that he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to disagree with me on that one if you want to.
I think, you know, he's got limited capacity in a number of different ways. So if he can remember, couldn't own a cannon and deer in Kevlar vest, he probably thinks he's having a good day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So this now, you work with Second Amendment Foundation. You're one of their, you are their writer. You are their writer, and so you take the lead in some of this stuff. I can only imagine that right about now, all of the Harley-riding 2A lawyers are revving up their hogs, getting ready to go, because they're going to go take a lot of this stuff to court. My thought is that this is going to be a very, very difficult thing to defend when it's been legal to build your own gun since before the country was a country. Is it the thought of Alan and you and other people that you talk with, do you think they're just throwing this against the wall to see how long it will stick?
Yeah, I think they've got I call it the bump stock template, and they just come up with a scary name for something. like right. ghost guns, and drop it into the template and try and ban a firearm or an accessory to a firearm or what have you. But right. keep in mind, you hit the nail on the head. This is Joe disarming the populace. He is disarming us through his executive orders and the oversight of the ATF. We are being disarmed. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Been legal forever. I was a kid when I made my first ghost gun. Of course, you're probably old enough to remember those CBA kits. I had the flintlock Kentucky pistol.
When I was a younger man, the only kits that I were getting regarding guns was I was using the Lee loaders to reload my ammunition with a hammer.
I remember those.
Yeah.
I remember those. Well, yeah. I made the flintlock kit. There wasn't really much, just kind of put it together and stain the wood and polish the brass. And it functioned about 60, 65% of the time. It would go bang. But it was fun. And I've been racking my brain, Bill. I think it did have some kind of serial number on it when I got it all disassembled. But it doesn't have to, certainly, nowadays. If you can make a gun in your home, you're under no legal obligation to put a serial number on it.
Sure. Well, I mean, I noticed a bunch of guys that just got arrested in California for being prohibited persons and being gun dealers and illegal methamphetamine dealers and everything else. But the key takeaway from this for me was that all of them were prohibited people, and the article was stressing that they had various ghost gun AR-15s and ghost gun 9mm. Now, the first thing here is that I don't see a gangbanger rolling out there saying, yo, I'm going to get me some jigs and I'm going to cut me some ghost guns, when they can just go buy one on the black market.
Or buy a 3D printer and get all the feed that goes in it and get that thing set up right and start
sure.
making some frames, you know, because that's what the gangsters want. No, you're 100. It's stupid. They're getting their guns the old-fashioned way. They're stealing them in burglaries, or they're buying them on the street from other gangsters.
Right. I have three Poly-80s. I did not build them. I had one of my sponsors who is he's a FFL. Licensed manufacturer, so he took and made sure everything fit right and everything functions right, and they're actually borderline high custom guns as far as the way they function. I took them to James Jaeger's class and abused the living dickens out of them for 2 days, and they did not fail, not one time.
Wow.
And that's the way I prefer my Poly-80s. I prefer a factory-built gun or a manufacturer-built gun. I just don't have I'm just not mechanically apt enough to do it right. I guess that's sort of a cop out. But by the same token, this sort of smacks. When Obama was president, he was constantly trying to create a new list of prohibited people. If you were on Social Security and you had a fiduciary, well, you were on the prohibited list. And if you were on the VA and you had a fiduciary, you were on the prohibited list for no other reason other than to create lists. Although, even that part of it, when I thought about that, most of the people that have fiduciaries in Social Security or the VA, I don't think they're buying guns anyway, but I think it was almost like a little information operation to get us used to the idea that you could just be put on a list and
right,
become a prohibited
right.
person.
Testing the waters and then
yeah.
wanting to do it large scale.
Right. But
yeah, this is, I think you're right. I think that this is really going to be hard to defend. Especially since we've been doing it for more than 250 years.
Yeah, it's not like a late-breaking new thing. We're coming up on the first break. Tell people how to find what you do.
Everything I do is at saf.org or armedamericannews.com or .org.
In addition to the gunrider.substack.com.
You can always go there, too.
Yep. Many different ways to get Lee's work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. We'll be right back.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Lee Williams. He is a writer that writes everywhere, where stuff just pops up everywhere. And you and I have a common problem between the two of us. We live in states where the supposed Republican majorities have a real hard time admitting that permitless carry doesn't mean that criminals get to carry guns, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's, let's just say for the last 10 years, I've heard, we'll get it next session, we'll get it next session. And, I mean, the odds of getting it this session, even though we have a special session coming here in Florida, are low. I mean, it is not, as I speak on Friday at 5:21 p.m., it is not on the agenda for our special session.
Right.
It starts on the 19th of this month.
And why? What's wrong with the Republicans down there?
It's like they can't get out of their way. They're more concerned about petty grievances and their personal feelings and, oh, somebody said something mean to me, than they are about the constitutional rights of millions of Floridians who right now, if you want to carry a concealed pistol, you got to bend the knee and beg permission from the Crown and then pay a fee and have them sell your Second Amendment rights back to you.
Right.
It's about enough to make me say bad words.
How many people have permits in Florida? Do you know any sort of around?
Just a
couple of million.
Yeah.
See, in South Carolina, and I don't know how it is down there, but in South Carolina, like I would call my state senator, and he would tell me his problem with constitutional carry was that that would mean criminals could carry guns. And I would tell him, you're an idiot, because criminals carry guns anyway. They carry guns anyway. They don't need, they're not seeking permission because they're criminals. And he was like, well, you know, with open carry, the cops won't know who's the bad guys and who are the good guys. And, you know, then I started hitting him with statistics. I said, do you know how many criminals actually use a holster percentage
wise? Yeah.
And he's like, no. I said, about less than 2. Less than 2% of them. And that's because when they're running away, they throw the gun away. And if they've got a nice Raven concealment holster for a Glock 17, and hey, we just picked up his Glock 17 on the side of the road that you just ran down, and that's sort of a that might be a tell.
Yeah, and that's a bunch of crap. I've heard all of the excuses. Blood has yet to run in the streets of any of the 25 states that right now have passed constitutional carry. It's not going to happen here. Won't happen there. We just did a story on Cassie Carley. She's a beautiful young woman. Mother of a young baby. She was murdered allegedly by her boyfriend, who will probably be charged with it. She went through, she knew that they were having problems, and she told her family she was going to get a concealed carry permit. She got the paperwork, never had the time to do it. Constitutional carry could have allowed her just to drop a pistol in her purse or buy a holster and wear one.
Sure.
So it could have saved her life.
Do Floridians, do they look at that kind of thing, and are they sympathetic to that kind of thing when they see it or hear about it?
They are, and I don't know, you know, everybody in, of course, in my world is very pro 2A and very pro constitutional carry. It just makes sense. It's the, what the framers had in mind when they wrote the Bill of Rights. But they just can't get that through some head up in Tallahassee,
right?
Because they're more concerned about somebody's feelings getting hurt, or, you know, somebody who introduced a bill may have said something mean about leadership. And it's not about feelings. It's about the constitutional rights of millions of Floridians. They need to act like adults, like realize that they're put there in Tally to represent us, and they're not doing it.
See, I've gotten to an age now to where most of these politicians are about my age, right?
Okay.
And, you know, I sit back, and when somebody says, you're fat and you have a bald head, I'm just like, astute, aren't you? You're quick. You're quick. And obviously, you have the gift of gab. But beyond that one thing, what else you got? And it doesn't bother me to, I mean, I have a radio show, I have a YouTube channel. If what people said about me bothered me, I wouldn't do those kind of things. And I would think that a politician, simply by the nature of the job and what he has to go through when he's running for office, because running for office is not exactly for you know, for a punk.
No.
Especially nowadays, because it's such a performance-based job that nobody does.
You would think that they would have developed a little bit thicker skins. Meanwhile, we've got the best governor in the country saying that he will sign a constitutional carry bill. However,
right.
our great Senate leadership and House leadership is not capable of putting together something to put it on his damn desk. And it's maddening.
Yes. Well, I mean, I got a couple of minutes left in this segment. Did you see what the Indiana Republicans tried to do?
No, I did not.
Well, they tried to torpedo it, and they met their little secret meetings and everything to try to torpedo permitless carry. And in the end, I think they ended up passing it. And before they did that, they were. When they put it up there with the governor just wasn't going to sign it. He was just going to let it happen without actually signing it.
Right.
And I'm just wondering why. I don't know how much does a legislator make in Florida?
Oh, gosh. I know at the county level it's around 90. I'm not sure what they make at the state level. It's too much.
Yeah, well, here in South Carolina at the state level it's about 12. So it's not, they're not doing it for the money, so there's obviously something else going on there that it does not meet the eye at first glance. But I just don't know. I don't know about these guys. They're elected to do a job, and they seem quite reluctant to do that. But, yeah, even in Florida, even with the leader of the concealed carry movement, the ones that were first... Although, and we'll talk about this when we get back, but we're coming up on the next break, and if you would be so kind. Well, first of all, Lee works with Mark Walters, who's a very good friend of mine. They have Armed American News.
Correct.
And that was a website they co-founded together, which is like a showcase of what Lee does, and I don't know how much what Mark does, but definitely what you do. And in addition to that, you work with Alan Gottlieb, who's a very, very, very effective Second Amendment guy. The most effective, so hats off, brother. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans hitting the road for the Easter weekend can expect little change in gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular remains at $4.07 a gallon. Gas prices are down 24 cents a gallon over the past month. Missouri continues to have the least expensive gas in the United States with a statewide average of $3.64 a gallon. California is far and away the most expensive at $5.71 a gallon. Don't expect to see President Biden visiting Ukraine anytime soon. That's the word from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She told a podcast, Biden is always ready for anything, but added, we're not sending the president to Ukraine. Biden has been considering sending a top U.S. envoy to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv since Russian forces moved elsewhere. This is USA Radio News. A day most Americans dread is fast approaching.
In the United States, Tax Day is the day on which individual income tax returns are due to be submitted to the federal government. Since 1955, Tax Day has typically fallen on or just after April 15th. Tax Day was first introduced in 1913 when the 16th Amendment was ratified. This year, Tax Day is Monday, April 18th. If you need to file an extension for October 15th, do so at the IRS.gov website before the end of Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House Easter egg roll returns Monday morning. The annual event was not held the last 2 years due to the COVID pandemic. The President and First Lady Jill Biden will welcome thousands of children and their families, including military families. The tradition of the White House Easter egg roll dates back to 1878. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Lee Williams, the gun rider. I want to ask you a question, and I don't know if you've written about this or not. I'm just curious about this. Given what we've seen in New York with the subway shooter, who I guess he was channeling his inner Colin Ferguson, and what we had happen and occur in Sacramento, the latest in Sacramento. I know there's a few things to choose from Sacramento. But given the fact that we have these two places here that have A and A minus from the Giffords Foundation as to how effective their gun control regime is and how safe it is there, do you think that America is beginning to actually come to grips with the fact that gun control is a failure?
I think we are. I was heartened when the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms put out a press release today that said that a majority doubts that tougher gun laws will prevent any shootings. I mean, what do we have, 20,000 anti-gun laws on the books right now nationwide? I think we're hip to the fact that 20,001 or 20,002 aren't going to solve anything. I mean, there are bad people out there. Evil exists. And the only way you can shut these guys down quick is by making sure that their intended victims have the ability to defend themselves. I think we're going to see, I mean, right now, man, half the country constitutional carry. I think that's going to grow. I think people are hip to the fact that, you know, rather than screaming at the device, which the gun ban industry loves to do, I mean, they were blood dancing in New York before that crime scene was even processed, just as they were in San Diego.
Sure.
I think they're running out of steam. Nobody's buying their rhetoric. People are seeing for themselves these follow-home robberies in California have scared the daylight out of the type of folks that just 2-3 years ago were screaming for gun bans. The fact that some bad hombre might see them in their Lexus with their Rolex and follow them home and rip them off in their driveway.
Yeah.
It's got them freaked. I finally think we're reaching a stage where you're going to start seeing more and more laws going our way. And I'm so thrilled by the fact that half the country now does not require a permit to carry a concealed weapon. And I think it's going to continue because we all know, especially as long as Joe Biden is sitting there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, crime is going to increase.
Well, here's the thing, and I'll say the thing that is unspoken. I think that the left fully understands the utility of guns. I get that. And they get that. They understand that, and I'm aware that they understand it. So that means, what that means to me, is while they want to sit back there and tell me that the gun is the issue, which is fine, because we had all kinds of crazy, inhumane things happening between humans for thousands of years, as long as there's been humans, prior to the gun being invented, prior to the Chinese inventing gunpowder. We were quite imaginative when it comes to hurting our fellow man. So this is not about, it's never been about tools. You know this, I know that. But by the same time, I have read somewhere, and it was one of the Joshes. I can't remember which one. It was either Violence Policy Center Josh or Coalition to Stop Gun Violence Josh. But they stated that the leftist agenda cannot go forward with an armed America in place. And they're already seeing a lot of pushback that they're not really, you know, they've had states that have passed these laws to where they can't play this electioneering game anymore.
Right.
That, like they did in 2020. The pushback is coming. You got Elon Musk about to take Twitter away from them to where they can shout everybody down, even though I know you're active on Twitter. I follow you. I have very few followers because I'm not active on it. If I want to put something out, I talk about it on the radio, and if somebody dislikes what I have to say, well, they can dislike it, but they can't try to cancel me because I'm not playing that game. And as far as the rest of it is concerned, but I mean, it really just comes down to, I think they want to take guns from the law-abiding, because they know that the law-abiding are not going to commit these crimes, because they want to go Canadian. They want to go Justin Trudeau on us. What do you think?
Yeah, and I would say that the organizations that are leading that, are in it for one reason, and that's for the money. I mean, Mr. Gottlieb has called it the gun ban industry. It really is. Just look at Giffords. Giffords itself has $5 million in assets. The Giffords anti-gun law firm has $10 million in assets. Gabby would have never made that money on her own. It's a business. They're raising funds by scaring people. It is pure and simple a business for them.
How do they actually have paying members?
I don't think so. I don't
does
know.
Does the Brady campaign? Does
I think Brady did. I know they did for a while. I don't know if they do now. I know the biggest joke out there is the Bloomberg empire. You know, the moms and the Everytowns and the mayors. They'll claim, you know, a million of supporters, but none of them pay dues because, one, they don't need to. I've always referred to Bloomberg's groups as AstroTurf rather than grassroots, which is the term they prefer.
Right.
Because, you know, they're bought and paid for by Daddy Warbucks there.
Right.
And they're making bank, especially the propaganda arm. of his empire, the trade, which is nothing but anti-gun activists pairing now with mainstream media. USA Today just did a hit piece with and these anti-gun activists who call themselves journalists that work at the Trace. It's becoming accepted for the Trace to partner with mainstream media, which is completely at odds with, you know, any kind of basic journalist ethics. You can't partner with somebody with such a dog in that fight. Yet they right. do, and nobody seems to call them on it. None of these ivory tower journalism think tanks are doing it. They're all, they're not calling them out because guns are bad, right? So, yeah, the Trace is raking in, actually in the black for Bloomberg.
Yeah. Bloomberg, you know, that AstroTurf stuff, all that other stuff. One of these days, I mean, and I've already seen states that are passing laws against Zuckerberg, and they're not going to allow any Zuckerberg money to come in and influence their elections anymore.
Right.
And I have certain people that are on what I would consider to be my side of the aisle that get out there and say, I think that's a bad precedent. And I'm just thinking, you are crazy.
Yeah.
You are going to have to put up a defense against this. If you want to get out there, this is not the Marquis of Queensbury rules. We're in a street fight here. You know, and we got to win this fight or it's all done.
Well, and look at who's leading our fight.
I tell you what, hang on right there. You can tell me who's leading the fight when we get back. I wasn't watching the time. My bad. Lee Williams, if you search him on any of the websites like Second Amendment Foundation, or go to Armed American News, or go to Substack.Gunwriter.com or org or whatever it is, you're going to find, just look for him, Lee Williams Gunwriter. That's the search phrase. And you'll see what I'm talking about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Lee Williams. I had to interrupt you in mid-sentence. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying because I got another question for you.
Well, I mean, you look at who's leading our fight, DOA, NRA, staff. We're all supported by member donations, and we're going up literally against a billionaire in Michael Bloomberg. But, you know, it's difficult, obviously, for a number of reasons, but I think we will prevail in the long run because anybody who is pro something is going to be, they're going to have much more enthusiasm and drive and get up and go than somebody who's an anti something.
Sure.
So that is, I think, our secret weapon. Anyway, go ahead. What's your other one?
Well, you're correct on that. Have you seen the BLM Breathe Act by chance?
No.
You haven't seen that?
No. Oh God.
Well, I mean, this is the thing about leftism. Leftism is all about what they want to do. And BLM just got caught, you know, with a $6 million mansion.
Oop.
Somewhere nice, right?
Oop.
Somewhere nice. And some of the things they want to do in the BREATHE Act would be, dramatically reduce the Department of Defense budget, which the budget doesn't need to be reduced. The leadership needs to be reduced at the Pentagon. Correctly make changes to the federal criminal legal system, including changes to the policing, prosecution, sentencing, and jailing practices. And see, what this ignores, this kind of stuff that this ignores, is that black communities in the inner city are not criminal because they're black. They're criminal because they're led by Democrats.
Absolutely.
If we go into the inner city, they're not going to have a lot of educational opportunity. They're not going to have any economic opportunities. Probably a food desert. There's probably nothing there worth having. Probably don't have any parents, maybe one or two. May be there, and then these young men, children, want to be accepted. They want to be part of something, And the only thing out there available to them is the gangs. So, this is all, I mean, look where the gangs are. And look at who's in charge of that city and been in charge of that city for however long it's been there. And do the math.
When I was a policeman, I worked gangs. And I remember I asked every gangster one question. Why did you join the gang? What did you get out of it? And they all said one thing. Every single one of them said the same thing. I get a sense of family. I get a sense of family. That's obviously what they were lacking at home. And that's what that criminal organization would give to these young guys. A sense of family. It's sad, really. But yeah, you hit the nail on the head with the lack of economic opportunities. They can go work at a fast food maybe for minimum wage or some other, or bend wrenches for minimum wage. Or they can go join a gang and make $1,000 a day slinging poison. Not hard to understand why they're doing what they're doing. That's why I think, you know, the way to get rid of gangs, it sounds incredibly lefty, but I'm going to say it, it does take a holistic approach. It takes some strict-ass law enforcement and some good quality police work and arrest, but it also takes, you know, the community to bring in opportunities for these kids. I'm not talking midnight basketball like Obama thought would, you know, a pat on the head and some midnight basketball and the kid will be okay. No, they need the options. In those inner city areas, significant options.
Well, I'll tell you something that happened, and this is sort of interesting because there was a point, and I don't know where it was in time, but in Louisiana, in New Orleans, Bloomberg made a financial investment of so many millions of dollars in New Orleans. And when he did that, crime went down because now there were some economic opportunities out there for some people. So here he has inadvertently actually reduced crime, not with gun control, but with economic investment. And I'm sure I'm almost certain he never touts that in his resume.
No, but you know, that's a serious offering. Yeah. I look at Walmart. They dropped one of their community grocery stores right in a very depressed area here. Now there's jobs, and now people can actually get food at a reasonable price. They don't have to go to the corner market.
Yeah. That all comes into play. I mean, I'm waiting to see what happens in California. When California basically ran Kroger out of town in the L.A. area, Long Beach, and all that other stuff because they wanted them not only to pay, they wanted them to pay more. Well, that created a food desert, and at the same time, a lot of kids lost their jobs, which creates economic strife. A lot of people lost their jobs over there because I think 4 or 5 grocery stores shut down.
So and look at the drug stores. Look at the drug stores that are going to flee that area or are fleeing that area.
Yeah,
because of the thievery going on, of these armed gangs of shoplifters. I mean, theft is free in California right now, certain parts. You can get away with anything.
I thought about going out there with like a shopping cart. That's almost $5,000 a week we could steal there, Lee.
Yeah, you'd have to take a couple days off.
We'd have to take a couple of days off, but we'd also have to keep a really good calculator with us because we don't want to go beyond that threshold.
Right.
That would be bad if we went beyond the threshold. But all of this decriminalization and all of this stuff that they've done in all of these areas, I mean, what happened? I keep doing the Christina Una Lee story. Do you know about Christina Una Lee?
I do not, sir.
Christina Una Lee lived in New York, 35 years old, sort of a millennial. She, she worked for an online, she was creative director for some online entity. One night, when she was going home, she was followed home by a guy named Asamad Nash. And Asamad followed her in and pushed his way into her apartment as she was opening her door and wrestled her into her bathroom where he got her in the tub and stabbed her 40 times and killed her. Now, he was out on He was out on the street because they have bail reform. And he was out on the street because they have people like Alvin Bragg in place, keeping him out of jail, decriminalizing all this other stuff. Bragg's in place because of Soros money. They've refunded the police. And of course they have a huge anti-gun regime in place. Call it the Sullivan Act or Penal Code 400 or whatever you want to call it. You can't carry a gun in New York yet. However, there are those that are saying that this whole subway shooting has probably shot the anti-gunners in the foot on this Gruen case that's before the Supreme Court, although we'll see about that. But, you know, I look at this kind of stuff and I look at this kind of crime and I'm just saying, you know, it's not going to happen here.
Well, I know a trainer out here very well, saying that lately some of his classes, he caps it at 10, could be a Joe Biden round. A lot of people from the left are getting guns and learning how to shoot them. And during breaks, you know, when you reload mags and get a little drink of water, he's talking to them. They're all saying the same thing. Crime, crime, crime. I'm concerned about crime. Got to defend my family. Don't care what your politics are. You know, welcome to our world. Just don't bring your politics here and vote against guns.
Remember that, Lefty. Listen, I reached out to Lee this morning. I'd seen one of his articles. I was like, hey, come on the show with me today. And he just said, yes, I really appreciate that pivot that you did and everything else. I hope
anytime,
you
anytime, Bill. I thoroughly enjoy your show. I love the questions.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you. You take care, sir.
Very good. Going to do it. Absolutely going to do it. Coming up next, it's going to be, we're going to finish the week with Dean Weingarten from, you know his writings from Ammoland and stuff like that. The last show as a 60-year-old. Not really a milestone. All I had to do was just not die, I guess. But that's beside the point. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.